Joining us is Danny Melnick, president of Absolutely Live Entertainment. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for joining us today. Now, I just wanted to understand what you might think of the Fyre Festival being revamped.
Well, from what I know and from what I've read and seen in the films and heard through the industry, you know, Billy McFarlane clearly was a fraud, and he created, you know, many different crimes and was tried and convicted for those crimes and is now in jail. So I think that he, as an individual, was clearly not the right person to do this, and he was not being honest with his partners and his potential audience and the artists that were playing at the festival and his investors. That being said, if anyone else was interested in trying to do it, if Ja Rule had new partners or people did it without him, I do think that it's possible, you know, to do something the way he wanted to do it. But the biggest issue at the end of the day is the safety of the audience and the artists and the staff and the reality of being able to produce an event in a remote location. It's very difficult. It's very challenging. It's very expensive. You have to have the right infrastructure. You have to know that all of these different areas of consideration are either available to you or you can bring them in. And everything really has to be done way in advance by professional people who know what they're doing and who, you know, take their responsibilities very seriously, because at the end of the day, it's really about the safety of everyone, you know, who would be there. And so that's a big challenge. And I don't think that Billy, from what I know, took that seriously. And I don't think that he was really considerate of the risk that he was taking and putting everyone else in. So it really, you know, needs to be, you know, done by professional people who really understand that.
I'm afraid, considering the many lawsuits the two co-organizers faced, you'd think Rule would want to avoid having his name attached to such controversy. And as a festival producer yourself, I understand, you know, the different areas of expertise that someone should evaluate when it comes to planning these kinds of things. What might you advise should its revamp succeed?
Well, regarding Ja Rule, you know, I listened to that radio interview that he did yesterday, and I was very surprised that he was so cavalier about, you know, the idea of doing it again. So he seems seems like he has a clear conscience, and he obviously is not in jail himself. So somehow he was able to not, you know, have the responsibility of all those things, either legally or however his deal, you know, worked out with Billy. I would say that, you know, going forward with you know, other people doing it, they would really have to create a whole new model. And I think the biggest challenge, too, would be to try to explain to the potential audience that this is going to not be what that was. I probably wouldn't name it the same thing. And I think that they'd really have to prove in a very strong way to the potential audience that these people are going to buy into something that not only that they will get, but that they will be, you know, taken care of and looked after and you know, again, as I said earlier, you know, just be in a safe environment. So it's a huge risk, but I think that, you know, in this day and age, there are so many weird events that take place in such unique places around the world, not just music festivals, but all sorts of, you know, other, you know, mass gathering activities, that I think it can be done. I just think that people have to be very careful.
I'm very curious to understand what it's like planning these kinds of festivals and what kind of work goes into that, particularly, you know, just a few pointers for someone who might be considering taking on such a task.
Well, planning a music festival is a huge endeavor, and it's very exciting, but it is literally, you know, kind of building a city from scratch, depending on where it is and what you're doing, and thinking about every single element of what that means, from electricity, water, accessibility to the area, you know, booking the artists, programming the whole event, selling the tickets, marketing, promotion, insurance, you know, all the things that go into actually being at an event have to be handled by someone or a group of people, and everything needs to get done in that way. You know, things just don't happen. So if you have to build a stage, you have to be able to rent a professional stage from a professional staging company in time to get the stage, and it has to be brought in a certain way and put up in a certain way, and there's insurance, and there's, you know, all sorts of, you know, legal and safety responsibilities that have to, you know, take place there and be handled in that way. And it's very exciting. It takes a long time to get a festival off the ground, particularly a new festival. Some people think that they can produce a new event within a year, and that is usually not true. The first event could take years, 2 or 3 years, to truly, you know, conceive and produce and finance. And a lot of the things that happen out there with new festivals is that they lose money the first few years. A lot of the big festivals like Coachella at the beginning and a lot of other festivals all lost money at the beginning. And you have to be able to understand what that financial risk is and how to handle that and what that means exactly. Who is truly financially responsible, and can they lose hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars? And then hopefully if an event is successful or becomes successful, it could become an evergreen event, very much like a lot of the jazz festivals around the world right now. I mean, so many jazz festivals have been around for so long because they're evergreen events. They have been able to be managed by professional people. They sell enough tickets to, you know, handle the budgets, and people are dedicated and coming to these events, and the artists are fantastic, and there's always new artists coming. So, you know, that's been a really beautiful thing, I think, for jazz, that we've been able as a community throughout the world to produce hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of festivals that have had staying power. I would just say that if anybody is thinking about, you know, producing an event, particularly in a remote area, they really do have to consider all of the negatives and all of the worst things that could happen. I always tell people that if they want to produce a concert or they want to produce a festival, they should think about all of the bad things that could happen first.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today with WBGO, and I hope you have a great day, Danny.
Thanks. You too. Thank you very much.